This is CBSI and the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. We speak of small business as the business of America, so we begin immediately with the large number that rocked Washington in these last days, the fastest inflation in 31 years. Gene, a very good evening to you. I did not read temporary fastest inflation. I did not read transitory fastest inflation. I went to the real thing. You picked up on this for months and months and months, and you especially testified how your customers, small business, in purchasing resources, supplies, have been noticing a much bigger inflation number than is reported for either the producer price or the wholesale prices. So is this it? Is this the wave that finally got to us that you've been hearing for weeks? Good evening to you.
John, yeah, it certainly ain't transitory anymore, and finally the government is admitting that this is not a transitory thing. There are a lot of pressures on inflation. John, you know, before we went on the air, I was telling you I've been traveling a lot over the past 2 weeks, you know, between Florida, Charleston, Charlotte, Vegas, Miami, all speaking to industry groups, distribution industry groups, manufacturing industry groups, people in the construction industry as well. And, you know, I share with them that the producer price index is now on an annual basis of 8.6%. I mean, we're creeping up to double digits now. They look back at me to a person, John, and it's like, we're seeing way more increases than that. And they're right. You and I have been talking about this for weeks now. If you dig down into the producer price index numbers, some of the core materials that go into building products, that go into manufacturing products, chemicals, iron and steel, you know, and then, of course, transportation, those increases on an annual basis are anywhere from 20 to 96%. And I say 96% because that literally is the rise in iron and steel over the past year. So labor is keeping it down because wages still aren't keeping up. Labor increases are only about 4.6% so far. And, you know, it is a the 8.6% number of producer price index, that's the number that's ultimately going to filter down to consumers. And I think we're going to see in the coming months, really for the next 3 to 6 months, that number will be higher than 8.6%. I'm seeing it because that's what people are paying for right now in some of these core prices. Now, some businesses are able to keep their prices somewhat under control. They invest in technology, or they are, you know, they're able to, you know, pass down just a portion of their price increases down. Some of them are selling off inventory that they bought off, you know, a year ago, you know, during COVID. So they're in, you know, they're able to do it. But ultimately, we're going to be seeing more inflation. I mean, right now, consumer price index is what, like 6.2%, I think. It's going to be higher over the next few months. Hopefully, though, the supply chain issues themselves will work themselves out. And hopefully, you know, that will help. But, you know, the problem is that there's a lot of money washing around in the system right now, a lot of liquidity provided by the Fed. And the Fed has already said they're going to be tapering down their balance sheet. So next on the horizon, look before, within the next couple months, we're going to start seeing interest rates creep up as the Fed tries to battle to restrain liquidity in the system that's also putting pressure on inflation. So lots of things going on, but if you're running a business, prepare for continued rising prices for the foreseeable future.
The consumers, that is the customers of the small business, already understand what's happened. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment slipped to 66.8 in November. I'm told that this has weakened to the lowest level in a decade. So the customers know, Gene, already. So the small businesses know. Is this something that we can come out of, say, I'm going to give a big horizon here. Can we get out of this by next summer? Does something get worse now? Yeah. What is your measure?
Yeah, you know, I know you've got on your list to talk about not only the consumer sentiment, which is down, but also the Small Business Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which you and I, you know, watch and talk about almost every month. That's still a seven-month low. But you know what, John? Consumer sentiment, even the Small Business Optimism Index, even though it dropped, it's still nowhere near historical lows. In fact, it's Small Business Optimism is really at levels that I saw back in 2016, 2017, 2015. You know, John, I'm going to take an optimistic take on this. Yeah, we got problems right now with inflation. I get that, and supply chain. But, you know, John, I mean, to take a step back, I mean, what conversations were we having a year ago in November of 2020 when cases were spiking again and everything was locked down and Thanksgiving was bleak and the economy was still really uncertain. Nobody was traveling. Nobody was eating out. Nobody was going to restaurants. That's just not the case right now. I mean, the economy has recovered pretty strongly. Right now, manufacturing and service demand are still, quite high. Interest rates are still low. The finance, plenty of capital available for businesses. And all these industry groups that I'm talking to, construction, real estate, manufacturing, distribution, they're not complaining about the demand, which is always the biggest issue in a recession. We're just not in a recessionary situation right now. We just have challenges. And the challenges that we have is we've got rising prices, and we also have a labor challenge as well. We're always going to have these challenges, but things could be a lot worse. Things were a lot worse not too long ago. So let's all take a deep breath, and we have to work our way through those.
Supply chain. U.S. rail volumes continue to be impacted by supply chain issues and an economy that isn't yet what it could be. This is calculated risk. Total U.S. carloads rose 3.8% in October over October 2020. As year-over-year gains in coal, chemical, and crushed stone, sand, among others, exceeded declines. However, we're down compared to 2019. So the supply chain is the one factor that we can't answer with good sentiment, with confidence, with trust. There are reports now that they're having the container ships park 150 miles at sea rather than stack up on Long Beach and Los Angeles. And those container ships are filled with Christmas. They're not going to make it, Gene, and this is not going to make the start of 22 easier. I'm not speaking inflation now. I'm just talking about goods in the stores.
Yeah. Well, John, just today, I think we'll talk about this next week because it was just an hour or two ago, I published a piece in The Hill about the fact that Adobe, the big software company, tracks a whole bunch of data for e-commerce firms, and they found like this huge amount. I think it was like 2 billion out of stock messages for people searching for goods online. This is the kind of stuff that they track, out of stock. And these are just the online retailers, which dovetails exactly into the issue that you just raised. You've got ships still over, out to sea, and even when the stuff gets in the port, there's nobody to unload it. And even when they do unload the stuff, it gets onto rail cars that are still undermanned. So our rail loads, our truck loads, are below the levels we were pre-COVID. Even in a growing, economy that's recovered from the pandemic. If you're running a small business, you are going to have a supply chain issue when it comes to this holiday season. So just a little preview, John, when you and I talk next week, I'd like to talk to you more about that, the holiday season, and what small businesses are doing to adapt. And just a spoiler alert, on Monday I'm going to write for the Philadelphia Inquirer about how a lot of businesses, small businesses, are going to be using Small Business Saturday, which is coming up on November 27th, as their big push to get whatever products they still have out the door, because they know that December is not going to be great for a holiday season for this year. So that's what they're focusing on, among some other things as well. Don't look good.
We're going to turn to labor, but I want an opinion from you over the time you've been covering small business. I'm going to be positive here, Gene. I think small businesses are extremely well-informed and adaptive to conditions.
Yeah.
I think they were well-informed that this was going to be a difficult Thanksgiving, a difficult Christmas. Heck, it was a difficult Halloween. And are adjusting with alternatives, with ideas, with starting sales for Christmas early. And good for them.
Yep. Agreed. I mean, they're adapting to that, and it's not just starting sales with Christmas early. They're telling their customers right now that they could have problems, meaning supplies. Some are supplying inventory into their stores if they're retailers that they've never sold before, because they're just alternatives. And again, I know we'll talk about this, but I'll tell you as well, I spoke to, six or eight small business owners in the Philadelphia area. Big push for gift cards this year as well, John, because listen, you can buy a gift card from a small merchant. They still get the money. A gift card is as great a gift as any other gift. And then people can redeem them, in March of 2024 when they finally get the inventory in.
Gene Marks is the small business columnist of The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. He also writes for distinguished publications, including the Philadelphia Inquirer. And we're going to turn now to the question of the Great Resignation, but the positive part of people leaving their jobs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.